First, a citizen. I vividly remember being part of a ceremony at the tender age of 10. I was brought to a high school auditorium along with my sister, aunt, mom, and dad. The place was packed, and as a 10-year-old, I knew it had something to do with my grandfather and his high school diploma, but I could not fully comprehend why or what it all meant. It was a pompous circumstance at the time that prodded my curiosity and led me to desire to understand my responsibility and role as an American citizen and as the grandson of a man who served in the United States Navy. After accepting his high school diploma from the bishop, I had a thirst to learn more about the man I never knew, the man whose service and sacrifice among other heroes packed an auditorium in a small city. What I found? A citizen. That day began my journey. A journey which has developed and refined my responsibility to this great nation. Over time, as I grew into a young man, I asked many questions. I learned that through the service and sacrifice of my grandfather and others, that we all have great responsibilities to the country which provides us a blanket of freedom and liberty. As noted by Justice Louis D. Brandeis, the most important political office is that of a private citizen. It was Benjamin Franklin who stated, "It is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority," and John Adams calculates the value of Franklin's words. Posterity. You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make a good use of it. Furthermore, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor presses, "As a citizen, you need to know how to be a part of it, how to express yourself, and not just by voting." As Americans, we all take up a role that evolves and changes as we grow. It changes pursuant to the state of America's place in the world and in its own administration. Today, I am a student. Tomorrow, I may be a soldier. I may be a hero. I may be a victim. I may be a protester. I may be moved to action. One thing that is certain is that what tomorrow holds for us is unknown. So, through my grandfather's legacy and the words of our founders and scholars, I know now that our roles as citizens supersedes. I know that it remains my responsibility to ensure the Constitution and all of its benefits are obtained by everyone. The protester, the veteran, the homeless, the rich, the helpless, the powerful, the voiceless, the immigrant, the selfless, the selfish, the factory worker, and the CEO. The bedrock principles which drive this nation were fought for, bled for, and something people died for. Soldiers fighting for our original freedoms and Constitution, armies sent overseas to fight to uphold the principles of democracy and human rights, the marchers who dared to challenge Jim Crow on a bridge in Selma, the suffragettes who battled for rights of women. My responsibility is stained with the blood of millions who embody what America is. It is not merely a place, it is an ideal. An ideal worth protecting, an ideal worth defending, and yes, an ideal that embraces civil disobedience and protest, and speaking truth to power. My responsibility is to be a citizen first. Justice O'Connor is correct. It is more than voting. It is being present, being ready to engage in debate, and being open to rabble-rousers, or as I refer to them, as peacemakers. Martin Luther King Jr., Congressman John Lewis, Colin Kaepernick. We're not the greatest nation on the planet because we don't debate and disagree. We're the greatest nation on the planet because we can and we do. I know every time I hear the distinctive sound of my grandfather's dog tags that hang around my neck, or when I look at his diploma, that my citizenship was paid for by his sacrifice and the sacrifice of many more just like him. I am a citizen first.